other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are a very sick society. There's a lot of good in it still, but there's also a lot of sickness. For a lot of people, fighting the New World Order is a social movement. It's a hobby. It's about being a leader themselves and being prominent. And I'm sad to say that most of the people that attack me and invent one new lie after another, or more often than not, twist things and add truth in with lies, that most of them are not government agents. You know, when government agents attack us and big mainstream media outlets attack us, people know they're liars. They've been discredited. And so it really only points people at our websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It only lets people know that we're a place that needs to be checked out and looked into. But I also get frustrated because we wake up so many millions of people a year with this radio show and the websites that we wake people up, but they're still lacking in knowledge. They're lacking in discernment. They are what you'd call rookies to all of this. And so I wake up so many people, millions of people, my listeners wake up millions of people, only to turn them over to the rotten ne'er-do-wells who pockmark so much of our movement. We need every able-bodied man and woman who's awake to what's happening to wake people up that vaccines are not mandatory and they're poisonous, that sodium fluoride does brain damage you, that GMO foods are hurting us, that hormones in the milk are hurting our children, that our borders are being dissolved, that they're trying to launch a war against Iran. We need to have our websites and our radio shows be focused on issues so that when people tune in, they don't think we're just a bunch of infighting nuts. So that's why I'm saying to you out there that you need to stay focused on real issues, and I wouldn't even spend your time defending me. I would spend your time trying to warn your fellow man about the New World Order. Because I don't want myself to become a distraction or to become a diversion. I don't want it to all be about Alex Jones. I do want it to be about our model of fighting the New World Order, which is getting people moving and taking action that has been so effective. The formula that we organically, by accident, came up with. You know, we had the money bomb. It raised $250,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's dropping the bucket to start a TV show, and I appreciate what you did. That made people come out of the woodwork and attack me, and I feel so sorry for them. People I've supported, people I've promoted. As we get bigger and bigger, as we have a greater effect, that's only going to intensify. It's not going to go away. People say, well, why don't you defend yourself? Why don't you come out and talk about the lies that have been told about you? Well, the nature of the Internet and the way things work is you can expose a lie 100 times. It just comes back over and over again. It takes people time to just learn who the liars are for themselves, and that's something you've got to do. And so I just encourage you, when you go to a website that all they do is attack other patriots and say they're the best and everybody else is bad, ignore it. Don't go to it. Don't spend your time fighting and ninnying amongst ourselves. We need to spend our time going up against the New World Order. If you want to help us, just buy the books, buy the videos, make copies of my film, spread the free videos that are on the web around to everybody, and just work that much harder to get our information out, because we're hitting pay dirt here in the info war. We're on target. We're having an effect. We're bringing in a giant harvest of minds and souls that are being unlocked. And so let's redouble our efforts doing that. We know it's upsetting the globalists. We know it's hurting them. Spread Endgame. Spread Terrorstorm. Free on Google Video. Loose Change Final Cut. Tell people about this radio show. Tell them about the private Federal Reserve that's now becoming the global government. Tell them about the global carbon tax. Stay on issue. And ignore those that, whether you like it or not, I guess I'm the leader who try to tear down the leader to hurt the movement. All right, Jason Burmess will be in with Mark Dice. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And I'm subbing in for Alex for the rest of the week. He is taking a well-deserved vacation. And we have Mark Dice on the line. Obviously, this entire situation with Michael Reagan has hit a hot point. It is on rawstory.com right now, making some pretty big headlines. That's probably the biggest headline it's made so far. People want to keep it pretty quiet that, you know, Reagan's son called for the death, the painful death, by the way, the executions of 9/11 truthers, especially Mark Dice, who apparently does not even deserve a blindfold at a firing range. Mark, are you with us?
I'm with you. I just got done doing an interview with that criminal. It was a pre-recorded show. He's leaving the country here. He introduced the segment by trying to minimize his words, saying that he claimed that if somebody were to shoot me, that he would like to pay for the bullets. So I had to open by clarifying that he openly put the call out to have his listeners find and shoot me. Then I read him the penal code in California, which clearly states that what he did is illegal. He tried to minimize it and then claimed that, quote, my people were then sending him threats and posted his cell phone, his home address on the Internet, which is not true. None of us would make any threats whatsoever. And I urged his listeners to continue the campaign. Look, a lot of people that don't even like me and that don't even believe what we're doing are appalled and disgusted by this. And it's shocking that this has hit a brick wall in the mainstream media. Nobody's talking about this. KFI 640, the largest talk station in Los Angeles, apparently was addressing the situation. I was told that they were joking about it and calling me a crackpot. So we just need to continue to get the word out to other news agencies, continue to file reports with the FCC. I didn't feel like Michael Reagan was remorseful whatsoever, and he needs to be fired immediately, and I'm going to pursue the legal action to hold him accountable for his actions.
And let's be clear, your quote-unquote organization are just people that believe in liberty, the truth, and pretty much the 9/11 truth movement. You don't have an official organization. Anybody that's on a message board posting stuff in no way represents you, Mark Dice. However, this guy has a national audience of millions of listeners, and he himself called for your execution by gun. And not only yours, but all of 9/11 truthers, because you're trying to shed some light on the subject to the troops. And I just want to get your take on this story. Now, on Friday, the London Guardian, it reports that Afghan militants attacked Kandahar prisons and freed inmates. Okay, Mark? Now, it says that out of the 1,000 prisoners that were let go on this attack, 400 were Taliban militants. Well, of course, today, CNN is reporting that hundreds of Taliban are now occupying Afghan villages. Again, showing how this entire war on terror, especially the one in Afghanistan, is staged. If they were really a threat, they would not be in a prison in Afghanistan where they could be let go yet again and wreak havoc on the people in Afghanistan, giving us another reason to stay there for years and years and years indefinitely, Mark.
Look, I want to check out The Road to Guantanamo. I understand there's a documentary film about an individual that was in Guantanamo for, I think, months, if not years, and he discusses the kind of treatment that he was facing there, only to be finally released and had his name cleared. And yeah, we know that they've just rounded up individuals and claimed that they were terrorists, that they were getting paid for anybody that they claimed was a Taliban member or was a member of Al-Qaeda so that they could be rounded up and put in prison. And you know, Michael Reagan, he's really just taken this to a new threshold. He's opened the Pandora's box, and now he made no unequivocal or qualification statements about it. Usually somebody will make a qualification after somebody is tried, and then they'll say, if such and such happens, then they'll make their threat. But he made no qualifications. It was extremely clear, which California Penal Code 422 states that if it is clear and unambiguous, then it is a threat punishable by 1 year in state prison. And that's what needs to happen to this individual and others. And I'm sure that many of his supporters now and many out there, upon hearing his statements, will fully support his words and probably try to carry them out in stalking and in vandalism and in creating bodily harm for myself and for others. And we need to – I want to thank everybody, actually, for getting on board for this and just really standing up for what's right and for not stooping to their level and not harassing them, not making threats back, but standing up for what's right and standing up for the Constitution and getting this man off the air is the top priority right now, followed up by legal and civil action.
Well, I feel like this needs to double and triple our efforts to bring the truth out. In other words, if you're listening out there and you haven't sent a package to a soldier, it's time to do so. It's time to copy a couple DVDs, print off some documents, send a care package with, you know, some candy in there, make it appealing for them, and send it out. And you can go to the Resistance Manifesto .com and see how to do that and where to send it and where to help out. And you also need to put pressure on this guy's radio station and radio stations and mainstream media across the country that it is not okay to physically threaten somebody because they hold different beliefs than you. That's what's so great about this movement, Mark, is that we truly are a peaceful organization in the light of Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. This is a civil rights issue. This is a civil rights issue for everybody, Mark. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is or your choice of religion. They don't care. You know, it's all about a serf class, about a slave class, and that's what they're trying to create. They're trying to dehumanize us further and say, no, it's okay because these guys are bad, that we can shoot them, Mark.
Listen, I want to add that anybody that's participating in Operation Inform the Soldiers, where we're sending them emails and DVDs to maybe copy the DVD and don't put the title on there. People will go through these packages and see if there's any material that they think is going to be detrimental to the propaganda that they've been feeding the troops. It might not get to them. So just copy the DVD and put a cool film or maybe even put the title of a different film, a mainstream Hollywood production, on the DVD and send it to them and just write them letters. And if you can't afford to send packages to them, there's also ways that you can sign up to send emails back and forth to the troops. And I got a couple emails from troops that are stationed overseas thanking me for this. One of them said that a magazine, Stars and Stripes, which is delivered to the military, wrote about our campaign. And several soldiers have written to me asking that we send them specific information about this and that they would distribute it to others. I have a friend of mine that's stationed overseas that heard about this campaign, said that 60% of the people that he's in contact with are on our side. The only people that don't are morons that just play video games all day long. And he said that it's a great idea to foster a discussion, to encourage a debate, and to get this information out to create a safe climate. So, again, if you don't want to spend the money to send them information, you can sign up to send them emails back and forth and send them links to Terrorstorm, to Loose Change, Final Cut. And let's befriend these troops, and let's show them the kind of compassion that, that Gandhi and that Martin Luther King showed his fellow man.
Absolutely. Again, you can catch more flies with honey, and that's the kind of approach I'm all about. I was in a bar over the weekend, and I had a little, you know, Infowars.com bracelet on. You can get those over at Infowars.com, by the way. And this kid's next to me, and he's like, "So, what are you, ex-military?" And I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Why? What does it look like? I'm ex-military?" And he's like, "No, I saw the Infowars.com on there, and Wars.com. I thought maybe that you know, you had some political affiliation." And I said, "No, you know, this is a website." I asked him if he knew who Alex Jones was. He didn't. He was ex-military himself. He had been in the Army. He luckily had not had to go overseas to Iraq. He'd been stationed in Japan for a while. And he's like, "Well, what's it all about?" So, you know, I had Building 7 on my phone. I showed him Building 7 right away. I pique his interest. He's like, "Okay, so what's going on with that building?" I explained to him that, you know, it housed the largest CIA field office outside of Langley. It had the largest Secret Service field office in the world. Office of Emergency Management, Department of Defense, Securities and Exchange Commission, and you just saw his face kind of go pale white as I'm telling him this. And, you know, we talked for a little bit longer, but eventually, unfortunately, you know, he just said, "You know, well, there's not a lot I can do about it. You know, it's probably true, but, again, I'm just one person." And I just said to him and his buddy, "You know, that's the wrong kind of attitude, man. We all have great power, and I just told you two something. You can tell two other people. You can tell 200 other people. We can have an effect, Mark. We can make a difference, and I think that you're the epitome of that. I mean, by putting videos out on YouTube, by staying media savvy, putting out press releases, and really making a difference by sending troops DVDs.
Listen, if people would have told Martin Luther King that the powers that be are too powerful, that the white man's in control, that nothing's going to change, that would have just spoiled the movement, and who knows what would have happened. People need to get together. We can make change. It's been done in the past. You know, my dad says the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and by squeaking as loud as we can, we will make a change. We have made change. We've thrown a wrench in the New World Order. I think that the movement has prevented another false flag attack from happening. We know that they would have done it by now if the large amount of the population wouldn't have been informed. If anything happens now, we're going to stand up and point the finger at directly who did it. So we can make change. And in my interview with Michael Reagan, there was a lot of crosstalk. I couldn't even finish a sentence without him butting in. So I don't know how much of the information I said got out. But this man needs to be held accountable, and anybody else that suggests such ridiculous things, such criminal activities. And so please get on board, contact Radio America. Let's send the troops some information, send them documents, send them, write them a letter. You know, you don't even have to send them Operation Northwoods. If you start sending them documents, somebody might fish through the package and think that it's material that the troops shouldn't see. So if we just write them emails and tell them, "Hey, we understand that you're there. We want you guys to come home. We support you, but we don't support the criminals that sent you there." And let's just, in the letter, let's create a dialogue with them. And, you know, a lot of the troops already know, but we want to just support them, and we want to create a climate so that they can start bringing these issues up over there so that they're not just following orders despite how ineffective and how criminal the orders may be.
Absolutely, and the truth of the matter is they're going to come home at some point, and a lot of them are going to be involved in security services, sometimes private security forces, sometimes our very own police. And you're going to want these people to be educated in both the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the current geopolitical situation, in case there is an attack in this country, in case they do release bioweapons, in case they do decide to round people up. You know, I'd rather have somebody who knows what's going on, who's compassionate to human life, who hasn't fallen for all the dehumanizing brainwashing out there, than somebody who's just a pawn of the system. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm with Mark Dice. We'll be back after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. I'm Jason Burmes. With me, Mark Dice. Let's read the Raw story article real quick. Radio talk show host calls for murder of anti-war activist. Michael Reagan, radio talk show host and son of late President Ronald Reagan, adopted son, could be investigated by the FBI after he called for the execution of Mark Dice. I'm glad they're not mincing words. That's what he did. Anti-war activist and founder of the media watchdog group, The Resistance, on air. on June 10th, on the June 10th edition of his nationally syndicated Radio America show, Reagan called Dice and others in the 9/11 truth movement traitors after learning that they were sending letters, declassified documents, and DVDs to troops in Iraq that they say point to government involvement in the attacks on the World Trade Center in 2001. The effort is part of the resistance Operation Inform the Soldiers. What a great title. I don't want the soldiers who are risking their lives in Iraq to be used as pawns in the creation of the New World Order, Dice said in a recent press release. I personally know U.S. Marines who believe 9/11 was an inside job, and they tell me that many Marines suspect that this is the case, but are afraid to speak up out of fear of punishment. And that's the truth. I mean, you go along to get along. You're in a high-stress situation. You really don't want to stand out there, do you, Mark?
Absolutely not. And I want to say something else, too. Some people are emailing me, and there's been a couple blogs that have suggested that I not go on Michael Reagan's show, thinking that it's going to hurt the case. The case officer with the FBI said that this would not hurt the case whatsoever. I know what I'm doing. I'm in contact with them. Another instance, something else I was going to do, they suggested would hurt the case, so I refrained from doing it. They knew full and well that I was going to go on the show, that I was invited on the show, and they said that that would be fine. This doesn't hurt the case whatsoever. Some people thought that I would go on and accept his apology. When you accept an apology and when you forgive someone, you then remove any rights to hold them accountable. And so he does not deserve to be forgiven at this moment. He must pay for what he has done. I said that I hope that this was the last broadcast of his career, and I enjoyed being on what I hope to be the last broadcast of his radio career. So anybody that thinks that this was going to hurt the case is just point wrong. So I just again want to thank everybody for their concern and for the outreach. And you know, this just goes to show, man, when they attack one of us, they attack us all.
Absolutely. And you know, I got a lot of those emails myself, Mark. They're like, oh, you know, Mark, you need to tell him not to go on that show. And I'm like, look, you know, the guy's going to do what he's going to do. It's his decision. He was the one threatened. And you know, you've been smart in the past, Mark, so I'm not going to judge what you're doing. I think it's a smart idea to go on there, especially to see, you know, him try to weasel out of it. And then now that I know that it was a pre-recorded interview, I mean, God knows how they're going to edit it. You know, just listening to the last time they were discussing you, of course, they tried to lump in Ron Paul, which is absolutely ridiculousness. And they actually made jokes, oh, that's where all the Ron Paul supporters went, Mark.
Yeah, now I videotaped myself during the entire conversation, so if what is aired does not match up with what was actually said or was edited in any way, I will be releasing that video. So
Wait a minute. I can't even get out of the office here, Mark. You're saying you did an interview with who?
No, I was on Reagan's show.
So those cowards pre-recorded it?
They pre-recorded the entire show. Apparently he's going to be leaving the country. I made it clear to the listeners. He made it seem like it was live. It's a beautiful sunny day in Southern California, so I let everybody know that it was 8:30 in the morning when I did that. And then just to make sure that what was recorded, what makes it out on air was what was actually said. Again, I videotaped myself during the entire conversation.
Well, let me just throw something in here, and then I'm going to get out of here and let Burmas do the show. But I was walking by out in the other office listening to it, and I had to comment about something I heard a few minutes ago. The fact that this is one point I haven't made, and I want your take on this, and I'm going to get out of here, and I know you got to go too. I appreciate you doing the show, Burmas. It's that by them attacking you and making a big deal out of this, it's only going to make everybody now send this stuff to the troops. I mean, they're just idiots. It's going to completely, these bullies don't understand that the American people aren't going to back down. So now that they've done all this on Fox and Reagan's show, I bet 50 times the amount of Terror Storm and Loose Change Final Cut DVDs are going to be sent out.
Yeah, their plan has completely backfired. And while it's a very stressful situation to be in, I think that it's going to be beneficial for Operation Inform the Soldiers. It's going to be beneficial for the 9/11 Truth Movement. It's going to be beneficial for the country and for us all. So,
you know what? I'm not taking a few days off. Get out of here, Burmas. I'm doing the show. All right. Hey, Dice, great job. I'll be tuning in tomorrow to see what you know happens after the interview later today. And I'm sure they're going to edit it. She'll have to release it, and that'll be a whole other issue. Is he leaving now, or is this it?
I think that we only had until 30 after.
Do you have to go, Dice?
I could probably spend another segment with you guys if you want.
Yeah, stay under 10 minutes with Lord Burmas. All right, folks, have a good one. Infowars.com. It's hurting them. Get Terror Storm. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmess. And Mark, I got to tell you, they seem to be throwing a big fit over the fact that the Supreme Court has finally decided that habeas corpus does still exist. We do have the right to face our accusers. And let me just read a couple of things that have been said by a couple of the top neocons. First of all, Gingrich has said, the court decision is a disaster, which could cost us a city. And the debate ought to be whether you're prepared to lose an American city on behalf of 5 lawyers. It was a 5-4 decision. It's pretty ridiculous. Of course, they're saying, oh, because we have habeas corpus, that means the city needs to blow up. That's really great. And then McCain is also attacking the ruling. This is the guy who is running for the president. He'll probably get,
30, 40, maybe 50 or 60% of the vote of the sheeple out there, unfortunately. And it's, he's saying it's one of the worst decisions in the history of the country. After all, he wants to bomb Iran. So we have these neocons basically saying that habeas corpus is bad, we don't need it, and if we do have it, Mark, a U.S. city's going to blow up. Sounds about right.
These Nazis have no respect for human life whatsoever. Their continuous erosion of the freedoms of humanity, of the citizens of the United States and of other countries around the world is just absolutely despicable. There's video clips on YouTube of Michael Reagan saying things I don't even want to say. You can just look it up yourself. It's the title, His Solution for the Middle East. He wants to do very bad things to children over there, young babies. He wants everybody to be killed. He's called for Howard Dean to be hung. This man has a track record of issuing violent statements. And I was able to mention one issue about the Bilderberg Group, and apparently Michael Reagan thinks that that was, quote, old news and doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, the Bilderberg Group that met a week ago is old news, although much of the policy that they discussed has not yet been implemented, but it's old news. I mean, it's unbelievable. Actually, you know, I'm going to try to play the clip, but earlier this week, the student scholars asked John Edwards yet again about his participation in Bilderberg and really had him at a moment where he had to answer. And he answered. He said that he gave a 20 to 30 minute speech, and then he was asked, well, was this where you were, you know, picked to be the running mate of John Kerry? Did you discuss being, you know, the vice presidential candidate? And he's like, oh, no, that was before I was picked. So he just kind of walks away and smiles. But he knows that the decision to make him the vice presidential candidate was made at Bilderberg. We all know that Obama and Hillary met with Bilderberg members. I mean, it's not an accident that he literally tricked his press corps into getting on a plane so that he could be right around the corner in Virginia to have, quote-unquote, secret meetings that ended up being with Hillary Clinton and others. And the stories of where they met have changed from, you know, they met at her private home, they met at somebody else's house, they met at Dianne Feinstein's. Well, the truth of the matter is they probably met at the Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, with a bunch of high-level globalists, Mark.
Even if they weren't able to make it to the hotel itself, I'm sure that they were on a conference call or that members of the Bilderberg Group came to them. And, yeah, this is despicable. That's why they're trying to put an end to the Internet, why they're trying to charge us for our bandwidth, for our Internet usage, for the emails that are sent. And we're just not going to stop. They're in panic mode right now. I don't think they know what to do. I think they underestimated the good people of this country. They underestimated the dedication of individuals to care for this country and to get the word out. And they're in damage control. They're going to have to revamp their entire plan. And let's just continue to throw wrenches into their system in a peacefully and civil way, and we'll just continue to fight for this country and do everything that we can to stand up for what's right.
Absolutely. You know, I want to get your take on this article, too. The Times Online is, the Times of London, that is now reporting that Bush is going to do one last push to get bin Laden before he leaves office. And of course, intel officers are saying, well, if he gets bin Laden, there'll be no doubt in history that he really saved us from the terrorists. After all, he killed Saddam Hussein, and if he gets that bin Laden, boy, this Bush presidency is going to go down in history as a great one. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, say they do roll out this boogeyman, all they'll do is create another boogeyman. They'll create an Iranian boogeyman or some other Middle Eastern type that's shadowy, and then Bush will be worshipped for 6 months to a year on television. We'll see specials about it the rest of our lives, Mark. I mean, it really turns my stomach that somebody who is a front man for this international crime syndicate, the actual people that carried out 9/11, is still going to try to pose as our hero by wheeling out, you know, this patsy, this intelligence asset.
Look, probably what they're going to do is they're going to blow up a cave or blow up some building somewhere and then just claim that he was there, claim that they have the DNA evidence that it was him, that intelligence leads them to believe that conclusively that it was him. And it's possible that he's been dead. It's likely he's been dead for quite some time. And we just need to get the word out again about the professors over at Duke University, the voice analysts that show that some of the tapes that have been released claiming to be bin Laden by the CIA and by the White House are, in fact, not him. Some of the videos that have been released claiming to be new videos are in fact old videos of excerpts of old videos that have already been released. So I'm just going to guess that if they do pull this, that they will blow up a cave or a building and claim that he was there and that they have got him. And Bush is the new savior. The war on terror is successful, and now we need to shift it to a new phase, which is just ridiculous. We just need to continue to expose them for all that they are.
Absolutely. And I see the mainstream really leaning towards Obama. I mean, I don't see much of a push for McCain. I feel like he was the establishment candidate that wouldn't challenge any of their ideas, that would toe the line of these globalists no matter what. But I really can't see him being elected. 8 years of neocon tyranny has really taken its toll, even in the minds of the sheeple. And Barack Obama's a very well-spoken guy. He doesn't say much, but people want change they can vote for, Mark. And it's these slogans that are embedded in people's minds. And I think they actually trick themselves into believing that if they vote for somebody like Obama, who will probably have Hillary as his running mate, maybe Edwards, who knows, they're going to get change. And they're not going to get change. They're going to have the same globalist overlords. They're going to have the same lack of freedoms. They're going to have the same push towards this technocracy, this biometric society. In fact, I've got a story right in front of me right now from Philly.com where it's telling me that there's going to be new wine vending machines in the next 5 years and that they are going to biometrically decide whether you're old enough to make the purchase, Mark.
Yeah, we know that the Bilderberg Group and the criminals that run the voting machines can sway the votes in large percentages, and it just depends on who's willing to serve them the most. That's who the money's going to go behind. We know that the money's behind both of them, and I think that perhaps once this establishment decides who it is that's going to bow down and willingly serve them the best and be able to rally up the most public support for their agenda will be the one that they finally push slightly ahead of the race and give the presidency to. Yeah, we know that years ago, I think it was in 2001, that at the Super Bowl here in San Diego, that there was facial recognition cameras scanning the crowds, testing the system, and their system is just now finally being implemented around the world. And once this system goes global, we won't be able to walk outside of our house without being scanned, without being recognized, and with the push of a button. Yeah, they'll be able to track and trace our every move through voice morphing and through voice tracking technology. You could probably pick up any phone. You could pick up a payphone in Mexico, and your voice print is going to be detected by Echelon, and that call is going to be logged and flagged and traced as to who it is that you're calling. So, yeah, this system is being implemented, and again, we have nothing to hide, which is why we just need to expose the people that do have things to hide.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Echelon, but these are programs that have been around for quite some time, programs that predate 9/11. I encourage people to check out the Carnivore software they have, the Promise software they have, and of course Echelon. This is an all-encompassing piece of software that really gets data information and crunches it very quickly. And I mean anything from your phone conversations to your emails to your online time spent. I mean, it's there, and the government's had it for a long time, and it's not talked about, Mark. And if they do get to implement this system of a cashless society control grid, which they're weaning us towards. You know, it's incrementalization. But 20 years down the line, when most of the population's chipped anyway because they think it's cool, Mark, because it goes with their latest video game system, it gets them access to their next club, it gets them 10% off at Walmart, you know, and then the government comes in and says, well, most of us have it anyway. It's really for our own benefit and safety, and if you take this chip, you're going to get free medical coverage. You know, they're going to pave it, the road to hell is paved with great intentions. And they're going to make it look like a gold-paved road. And it literally will be a gold-paved road to hell, Mark. A hellish system where you're told what you can and cannot consume, how much of which, you know, how long you have to work. I mean, I just can't picture what society is going to be like. If you look how much society has changed just in the past 20 to 30 years, it's amazing. I mean, we literally went from a society that played board games as a family to where families don't even have dinner anymore. The kids are spoiled rotten. They're on their PS3. They're rat bastards a lot of the times, Mark, and they're not informed at all. People don't read anymore. The television that they watch is garbage. I mean, I remember as a kid watching Entertainment Tonight, and that was the big tabloid program, but it was only on for, an hour a day. Now there's entire networks dedicated to that kind of tabloid journalism. And even the quote-unquote real news networks like Fox News, MSNBC, are as tabloid as they get this at this point, Mark.
Look, Paris Hilton and some others will probably get the chip. They'll be touted as being the new purveyors of this trend. And when Fox News and really all the networks has live coverage of Paris Hilton going to jail, I mean, that just goes to show this is not news. They don't care about the news. And for these people that are saying that this chip and the Vera chip and then the future digital angel with GPS is going to be a way that can protect their kids, they're not thinking about the fact that if some psycho, some sick pedophile wants to kidnap a kid, he's just going to cut the chip out of them and smash it. So they'll know the area where the kid was taken from, but they're not going to know where the kid is going. I mean, these people are going to be able to destroy these chips and cut them out. And not only that, but you're going to have hackers that are going to hack the chips and that are going to copy chips and be able to take your identity or others and then be able to access places or perhaps make charges, credit card charges, purchases in your name. So this is not a security device. This really is an Orwellian device. So let's keep in mind that they first started putting these in dogs and in animals as tracking them.
Cattle.
So I myself am not an animal, and we know that they were putting numbers on the Jews in the concentration camps, and so I myself am not going to be marked for death here with this Vera chip or any other similar system that they may invoke.
I'm glad you brought up the pedophile concern because, again, I have the story right in front of me right now from AustralianIT.news.com. It's out of Australia. They have a new intranet database that they've put together called OneSchool, which profiles each of the state's 480,000 public school students enrolled from kindergarten to 12th grade. In other words, your entire school career. And it has photographs, personal details, career aspirations, off-campus activities, student performance records. They're all there. 1,251 schools, public access, and the headline is Database Fuels Pedophile Fears. Well, more than just pedophile fears, just the fact that somebody can run an actual profile of you before you even get out of high school, and it's open to everybody. It's outrageous. Privacy is gone. Okay, they're trying.
Yeah, we're talking about the possible stalking from ex-lovers, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, being able to stalk these individuals or others. This really has to be stopped. People like Captain Albrecht, who have taken this all the way up to a national level, and who goes to hearings and is a very professional, very articulate speaker on these, is doing her best to make sure that at least safeguards are put in, that we can slow this technology down. And the things that are coming, the patents that she's dug up for what they plan to implement against us is extremely scary. So before it gets out, before it becomes mainstream, before you see Paris Hilton and others on TV touting their new Vera chip and walking around leaving their IDs at home and being able to purchase things just with the wave of their hand, we need to get everybody aware of this technology, aware of the dangers, and aware of the entire plan, and just continue to inform the people in a peaceful, civilly information outreach, because I think we've slowed the Vera chip down, and they've been planning this for quite some time. Last I checked, Vera chip stock was just dropping like a stone, and I think that they have probably had planned that they would be implemented by now here in this country if it wasn't for good patriots opposing it.
I have to agree with you there, and you just mentioned, you know, not having to have an ID. Well, the U.S. is now barring ID refuseniks from planes, but not ID losers. This is out of the register. So in other words, you know, usually you have to show a license to get on a plane. I've had to board planes. My license is in rough shape. I mean, it's burnt. It's got holes in it, blah, 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 blah. I usually have to argue with the people. But what they're saying now is before you could say, look, I don't have an ID. They'll put you through some additional screening. You get on the plane. They're now saying, no, no dice. The only way that you're going to get on the plane is if you accidentally forget it. And then I'm sure you're going to have to jump through a million different hoops. But as you just said, you know, this will eventually go to the system where it's going to be like, well, you know, leave your ID at home. You don't need your ID. It's going to be with you at all times. They're going to scan your hand or they're going to scan your arm, and then you'll be able to get on the plane. And since nobody's able to hack these things, Mark, which is a total lie, very easily hackable, you know, we're going to know who you are, and that's a good idea. That scares me that somebody who hacks an RFID chip, especially somebody who would potentially do us harm, will be able to easily get on a plane, will be able to easily, you know, go about, you know, his business, especially, you know, in places like D.C. where there are all these secure areas. How easy is it going to be to hack a chip and people to infiltrate these places. People aren't looking at the negatives. They're always promoting the positives because this is a tool for our enslavement, Mark. Mark, why don't you give out the website, tell people how they can get involved in the Soldiers Program really quick before the break.
All the information's at markdice.com. Just scroll down, find Operation Inform the Soldiers. All the information's there about how to sign up so you can email the troops. Costs you nothing. There's also organizations there in the press release where you can sign up and get addresses of troops. And again, try not to send the DVDs with the covers, with the boxes. Somebody might see that and think that they don't want it to get to the troops. So maybe put a different label, put it in a different box. Just say this is a cool DVD. Write your letters. And let's just get that information out. It's called Operation Inform the Soldiers. And there's a press release about Michael Savage's death, or Michael Reagan's death threats, rather. And please get that out to the media. As far as I know, no major media has covered this other than you guys and Raw Story. So this needs to get out. He needs to be fired. People need to know what it is that they're doing out there calling for our death.
All right, thanks, Mark. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Jason Burmis, I'm going to be subbing in for the rest of the week. I want to remind everybody that Alex's latest film, The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, which I was lucky enough to do the cover for. I hope the kids like it out there. The little poster for it, too. Those should be being posted soon. But on July 4th, PrisonPlanet.tv members are going to get the movie. And it should be exciting because this is a brand new, almost two-hour flick that really goes into the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, it's unlike anything Alex has done before. This is shot cinema verite, no voiceover. Really, Lou Pradowski takes us on a journey on the struggle to get 9/11 truth out there, to confront our criminal globalist overlords, and also the struggle to get people to recognize the fact that the first responders are being ignored after they were lied to and essentially given a death sentence, a painful death sentence. So that's all in there. We, of course, got Kuz Kucinich in there, who is really my new hero. I love Dennis Kucinich. You know, again, bit of a gun grabber, bit of a left-leaner, sure. But 35 articles of impeachment, the last three having to do with 9/11. First off, that they actually lied about 9/11. They didn't investigate it. They tried to get that investigation out, that they obstructed justice, I believe was the second one. He mentioned how Bush and Cheney actually testified together, not under oath, only before two commissioners, with no record of what they said. And, of course, the third is the lying about the air quality in order to open up Wall Street, costing literally thousands of New Yorkers their lives and really putting a strain on their families. It's just totally disgusting. And when I think of disgusting health issues, there are none as disgusting as this one. Last week I was in a 7-Eleven. Alex may have covered it on the show last week, but I've got to cover it again. And I'm sitting there. I'm getting my Slurpee, my disgusting, you know, my terrible food that I shouldn't be eating. And I see this Time magazine cover, and it's a baby on the cover. And I had just had a conversation with one of my good friends who is actually a teacher. And he was asking me how his sister and her husband would approach the situation when the new baby was born and they didn't want to take the vaccines. And I simply informed him, like, look, from the very get-go, you need to say, look, my kid's not taking these vaccinations. I want the conscientious objector waiver. I'm not putting thimerosal in my kid. I'm not putting SV40 in my kid. I know what's in these preservatives, okay? And they're going to give you the runaround. It's not going to be easy. So I'm in this 7-Eleven, and I look at this Time magazine cover, and it's this baby looking up at somebody about to give him a shot. The baby looks worried. It then says, the truth about vaccines. And at this point, I think it's going to be able to go either way. You know, it's showing, you know, this infant about to get a shot uncomfortably. Well, it says, worried about autism, many parents are opting out of immunizations. How they're putting the rest of us at risk. And then it goes on like a five-page diatribe about how we're all bad.
And, Burmis, I want you to cover that next hour. I now am actually leaving to go spend time with my family. But for about 2 months, I've been trying to set Jordan Maxwell up, but he's been in bad health and stuff because he put a call out for help. I want to try to support him, get him on, and sell some of his products. And there's been some confusion about getting him on the show. He will be on the show for 2 hours next Monday. Somebody sent me an email going, he won't have Jordan Maxwell on. That's ridiculous. So we're going to have Jordan Maxwell, a great guy, on for 2 hours on the show next Monday. So look forward to that, everybody.
Sounds good. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.